And it's time now for baseball. The crack of a home run. All right, that wasn't such a good example. It's been practically predictable when Barry Bonds of the San Francisco Giants and New York Yankee Alex Rodriguez have come to the plate this April. But the context of those homers couldn't be more different. We're joined now by our own slugger, Ron Rappaport. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
Yankees dropped their seventh game in a row last night to the Boston Red Sox. But, you know, it's hard to notice because Alex Rodriguez is having – well, it's not hard to notice in Boston, okay? But let's lop that off and let it float out a little bit. A-Rod finally seems to have charmed the cold, cruel hearts of many New York Yankee fans this year.
Yeah, he's having such a good year, Scott. I don't even think even Yankee fans can complain. Actually, you know, I don't know how A-Rod could show his face this season after hitting only 290 with 35 homers, yeah. 121 RBIs last year, the nerve of the guy. But this year he's hit more homers than half a dozen teams, Scott. I mean, that's the kind of thing Babe Ruth used to do. He's the best offensive player of our time. I don't think there's any doubt about that anymore.
Is he making it a little easier to overlook what some of us consider to be the completely obnoxious race that Barry Bonds is making towards Hank Aaron's all-time
God,
home
I got to tell you, I went to Dodger Stadium this week to hear Dodger fans boo Barry Bonds. Steroids, steroids. But he shut him up early. A 400-foot home run over the center field fence in the first inning. You know, there's nothing compared to what Bonds is going to hear.
That's how easy Dodger fans are to shut up.
Yeah,
Yankee fans would have stood up and just gotten louder.
Well, that was just warming Bonds up for what he's going to hear when he gets within four or five home runs of Hank Aaron, Scott. Is there going to be screaming about him defiling the record books with his suspect home runs? And I guess I'm not giving away any secrets when I say Bonds can be a little difficult to deal with, but he's a wonderful hitter. When you watch him hit, you got to admit that's really something to see.
Of course, there's the glorious prospect that if A-Rod stays healthy, he's on a pace to surpass Barry Bonds' all-time record.
Well, take a look at it for a minute. It took Hank Aaron 39 years to break Babe Ruth's record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And barring injury, it'll take Bonds 33 years to break Aaron's record. But if you look at A-Rod, he's got more home runs than any 31-year-old player in history, and he's on his way to becoming the youngest guy to hit 500 this year. He's averaged 42 homers a year in his 11th season, Scott. Let's give him a very modest 35 homers a year from now on.
Yeah.
He'll have 800 before he's 40. So Bonds will have only sullied the record books for 9 years. Baseball has survived worse, I guess.
And you know who we suddenly can't forget about? Sammy Sosa. He's hit seven home runs this year with the Texas Rangers.
Well, that's third in the league, Scott. Scott, that's more home runs than the entire Cubs outfield.
Yeah.
So I guess that year off that he took, it's working out for him.
Well, I mean, he's a shadow of his former self. He's smaller, and we all know the reason why that might be. But on the other hand, he's hitting a ton, isn't he?
Yeah, it isn't the steroids that hit the home runs. In his case, Aaron Bonds. These are good hitters.
Yeah. Have you noticed that the Chicago Bulls are on the verge of sweeping the world champion Miami Heat?
Well, yes, I have, Scott. Ben Gordon, Scott, Lul Deng, Scotty Scott Skiles. Not exactly Michael, Scotty, and
okay.
Phil, are they?
Thanks, Ron.